This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. When I was younger, I wasted time watching godless television. One of the shows I watched was Everybody Loves Raymond, a show humanists used to illustrate the supposed worthlessness of men. In episode 19 from season 6, Raymond, the dad, was basically forced into a conversation with his daughter, who asked, "Why are we born? Why has God put us here?" The dad had no clue how to respond. Then the daughter asked, "If we all go to heaven when we die, why does God put us here first?" The dad again had no clue how to respond. He faked a sneezing attack and then left the room. The dad should have first refuted the daughter's assertion that we all go to heaven. In John's Gospel, Jesus tells us that one cannot see the kingdom of heaven, lest he be born again. In regards to why we are born physically, it is to bring glory to God. And in regards to why God has put us here, it is also to bring glory to God. 1 Corinthians 10:31 informs us that everything we do is to bring God glory. And everything God does is to bring himself glory. His creation, the created order, the creation ordinances of marriage and work and restful worship are all to bring God glory. In regards to physical birth, it is for the purpose of providing a lineage starting with the fallen Adam to the risen Jesus, and also for producing physical beings that can be spiritually reborn. God has put us here as his elect so that we can be regenerated and therefore be adopted into his perpetual family, the church. Ultimately, we exist to bring God glory and enjoy him forever. As fathers, we need to be prepared to answer the tough questions, and in that regard, all we have to do is our homework. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingtheColiseum.com.